A big push for pre-K funding in Albany as parents, educators, and law enforcement officials voiced their support for Governor Andrew Cuomo's $25 million proposed budget allocation for pre-K that would establish full-day programs in high-need districts. Albany Police Chief Stephen Krokoff says that early childhood education is a key tactic for crime prevention.
It's already a proven fact. There is a clear nexus between education and poverty and crime.
The advocates stress that full-day pre-K reduces incarceration rates while increasing student outcomes in schools, which in turn results in more success in college and the job market. It also financially boosts households where both parents must work. Raheem Smith is a father of four from Long Island.
So between housing costs on Long Island and the price to put one child in pre-K, and we're talking if they go half a day, at that point, we were paying $860 a month for him to go 3 days a week. If you got one, you're about to be broke. If you got two, you're on the cusp. If you got four, you're going to be looking for a job just to work your regular job. You understand what I'm saying? This is very important. And I'm glad to see the governor behind it. And I came here today to make sure that you know everybody, that we get out and we rally. And we go ahead and make sure that the legislators, the assembly members, that everybody is behind making sure that we get a full day pre-K program. Hopefully, they take care of the high needs districts. But we wanted to see it in every district ultimately, because we know as parents, everybody needs it for education purposes and for economics.
Last week in Rensselaer County, Dr. Rick Timms, the executive director of the statewide school finance consortium, addressed a crowd gathered at Columbia High School, warning districts and parents to brace for future teacher layoffs. He finds the problem with the pre-K initiative is that there is only $25 million available.
So this grant will be awarded based on factors, includes measures of district and student need, target services to the highest need schools and students, and maximize the number of children served and the quality of their proposal. The problem, therefore, will be most school districts will not be eligible for this grant. The other problem, of course, is that many schools are cutting back, or cutting back in some way, on full-day kindergarten, which is not mandated. We believe full-day pre-K is a great idea and full-day K is a great idea, but neither one is mandated and neither one is actually supported by the budget. So what we need is some full funding, and I think these programs would be worthwhile. If they're good enough for some kids, they're good enough for all kids, but the funding must be available. If the state wants them, then they must fund them fully.
Cliff Bird, principal of Abram Lansing Elementary School in Cohoes, attended the Columbia High rally and explains the most important thing for the moment is that the conversation is on the table.
Last year when we were here for this very same program, we were going out cold, trying to get people to understand how important pre-K was. It wasn't in the governor's radar, it wasn't in, except for Shelley Silver, it wasn't on very many other people's radar as well. The seeds must have been planted in the right place because the governor's talking about it now. I think it's a separate issue, what was going on at Columbia High School, because every school district is in fiscal crisis. So pre-K is not going to be important if you don't have a school system for it to feed into.
Bird recognizes that some schools can't even afford kindergarten, let alone pre-K.
This need for pre-K goes well beyond social and economic standards. You just heard, if we have parents that have two working parents, they're not at home. Our school system is set up for kids to be ready when they walk in the door. Our society's not set up for that anymore.
Karen Scharf, executive director of Citizen Action of New York, is calling on legislators to support additional state aid funding beyond what Governor Cuomo proposed to protect full-day kindergarten.
So we want to make sure that in addition to this specific pre-K program, that as we're talking to legislators, that they're conscious of the fact that we've got to deal with school aid as well, because it does no good to have full day, or it does very little good to have a full day pre-K and then have a half day kindergarten.
Advocates fear certain school districts may have to roll kindergarten back to half day sessions to accommodate full day pre-K. Kindergarten is not mandatory in New York State. A handful of districts already have cut kindergarten back to half-day sessions. LowHUD.com reports that 13 districts in the Hudson Valley considered cutting back or eliminating kindergarten as they drew up new spending plans in 2012. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.